Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Marchildon drops the ball. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Vallo steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Marchildon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Milner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mack takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Fleming scores. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Mack moves to third. Desautels moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Desautels scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Fred Caligiuri now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Hockett scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Fleming, and towards Mack, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Caligiuri moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caligiuri moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to second. Bill Beckman now pitching. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Desodles moves to second. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Desodles scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly scores. 2 outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Heving covering, for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Heving covering, for the out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Vallow chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Knickerbocker. Knickerbocker fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Knickerbocker. Heath goes all the way around to score. Boudreau moves to third. It's 10-4, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-4, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Indians. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Beckman reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckman scores. It's 11-6, Indians. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-5 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Weatherly hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. P. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.